Welcome everyone to the Victoria Insight Meditation Society Sunday Night Sit. Is anyone here for the first time? Familiar faces there. Tonight, very pleased that Ajahn Tiradamo is joining us and leading our sit. And we'll give a talk following our break. Ajahn Tiradamo is a monk in the Ajahn Chah lineage of the Thai forest tradition. And I think we've established, ordained 43 years ago, something like that.
Roughly.
He was very young when he ordained.
Maybe I'm old now.
He's trained in Thailand and then was an abbot in England and Switzerland and New Zealand. And for the last few years, is of no fixed address. And it seems he likes it that way. But very happy that he's in Victoria for a few days. So I'll turn things over to Ajahn Tiradamo.
So this is the professional group.
You got it.
So practically, you don't need meditation instructions. Or give a few. Give a few suggestions anyway.
Yes, we welcome any suggestions.
You can put them to practice, or if they're appropriate or useful. So we take up a reasonably comfortable sitting position. And we begin the sitting exercise. It's helpful to tune into the body. That is, to be aware of the sensations that make up our direct experience of body. Rather than having just a concept about it, maybe you could listen to the body itself directly. It can be the sensation of the body sitting here in general. What is the most predominant sensation that informs you that there is a physical presence we call body right here? Perhaps the weight of the body on the cushion or the chair. Perhaps the cool air of the fan cooling your head. Sensation in your hands right now. It's a very sensitive part of the body. And one of the helpful parameters is observing if the body is relaxed or tense, if there is any tension or discomfort of any kind in the body that will attract attention to itself, and that attention won't be available to focus on the meditation object. And if possible, if you can be aware of the energy level in the body right now, you can notice that the body is obviously feeling fatigue or lack of energy. You'd be a little bit aware of that condition. It can lead to sleepiness, or maybe just dullness of mind. So maybe you need to bring a bit more energy into your posture. We can do that is making sure the back is upright and straight and yet not tense. You can move your attention through the body and notice if there are any parts of the body which seem to be tensed up. Neck, shoulders, back. Sometimes if it's a very habitual type of tension. We don't even notice it so familiar to us. But by bringing attention to that place, you may notice it again. And once we can recognize that the body is reasonably comfortable and relaxed and yet energized, we can bring our attention to the sensation of natural breathing, either at the nostrils or anywhere else in the body where it's reasonably obvious. And we can notice the breathing process, inhalation, exhalation, which goes on continuously, steadily, and you can also say non-conceptually. We don't need to think about it. So in order to be aware of sensation, and particularly sensation of breathing, we have to step out of our conceptual mind and try and tune into sensation directly. Sense of touch in the body. And as we are bringing attention to this particular point of reference, the sensation of natural breathing, just notice how the mind connects with it. Is that sensation of natural breathing reasonably clear, reasonably sharp, reasonably obvious to us? Or do you find your awareness struggling with it? Where is the breathing? Of course, any kind of struggle will also become exhausting. Your energy will deplete. Trying to be more clear about what this sensation of natural breathing is. Follow that sensation of natural breathing with some continuity of awareness? Or do you notice the mind drifting off, being distracted by thoughts or memories? Do you find yourself struggling with those thoughts? It will also be exhausting eventually. If you do notice some mental activity rolling along, just turn your attention back to breathing. Whatever you attend to, that's what you become conscious of. You attend to the breathing, conscious of breathing. If you attend to your thoughts, conscious of thoughts, which tend to trigger off other thoughts. You attend to the breathing, just the breathing. Inhalation, exhalation, very simple. And following the breathing can be very calming, soothing. So be aware of the mind getting dull or sleepy. We can open our eyes. Bring more attention to the posture of the body sitting upright. Sometimes taking a deep inhalation or giving a deep exhalation. Clear out the lungs. Also maybe sharpen your attention. Deep inhalations can oxygenate the blood. Oxygenate the blood to brain, but we allow the breathing to return to a natural rhythm. physical sensations become more obvious in the breathing. Yeah, sometimes the breathing gets more subtle as we sit. Yeah, maybe some physical discomfort, pain in the knees or ankles arises. You can use that stronger physical sensation to settle the attention on. However, some of these other sensations are not so stable as the breathing, so if they grow faint or cease, back to the breathing again. Focus attention on the meditation object, like breathing, a steady object, in order to settle the mind. If you notice, the mind is reasonably settled, calm. You don't need to continue with that exercise, but you can expand the awareness to other sensations in the body. Maybe even observing some of the mental activity going on. Just find yourself reacting to, engaging with the mental activity, just go back to breathing again. Just so we observe the impersonal breathing, you can observe the impersonal thoughts. When you start personalizing them, engaging with them, better to go back to the breathing for a while. Settle your attention there again. It's breathing happening without us having to do it. Breathing happens impersonally by it, just by itself. The body breathes. We don't need to make an effort for me to breathe. The body just breathes by itself. You can tune into that. You can have an experience of non-self. Not me breathing, just the body breathing. Not me thinking, just the mind thinking. Just thoughts happening in this mind.